Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your live connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Truth in Prosperity with Penny Golden and Dave Krichovic. And Pat Krichovic will be joining us in just a little bit. Hi, Dave. How are you tonight?
Hey, I'm great, Penny. And I just wanted to say and commend you. I think it's just really notable that for the first time, I think you let the announcer say Body, Mind, Spirit Radio first before cutting him off.
You know, we keep talking.
No, I could be wrong about that, but
us.
I'm just guessing that this is a first.
You're actually right. It is. So I'll just pat myself on the back. No worries. And,
there you go. Yeah.
I'm pretty excited about tonight's show. I have gone over to Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, and on today's show, so if you just click to listen live from the main page or go to our show page, Truth and Prosperity, there's a link, and that link is going to take you to the seven deadly sins, the seven virtues, and the seven graces. It is not my material. It comes from a different website called peacefullydying.com, and the link is there for you to follow along. And one of the questions that me and Dave had discussed earlier is, you know, when you attempt to create prosperity in your life, sometimes the opposite of what you're asking for shows up right away. I've had that experience, especially in the early years when I was attempting to create my own world and make things happen. Have you had that experience too, Dave?
Absolutely, Penny. And that's why I was so, like, just kind of chuckled whenever you suggested that as a topic, because it's just so absolutely true and real. And while it's very applicable to the topic of prosperity, I think it's also applicable to any time anyone wants to change or transform something in their life.
Absolutely.
The same pattern of
opposites shows up. And when I think of prosperity, I think that as in health and all the other things. Sort of like prosperity for me, when I say the word, I'm saying everything. But you're right. Some people have that separated out in their mind. And, yeah, whether it's health or whatever it is, we have that same effect sometimes. Why is that, Dave? That's what we're going to give you tonight. Everybody who's listening, that's what we want to talk about tonight, because we personally experienced it. And I think one of the easiest ways to explain it that will give the listeners an opportunity to hear now what's being said about it and also kind of research into it and build on something that they might already know about. Now, the chakra system, it comes from the East, and then here in the West, Christianity is strong in people's minds. And when we combine those two, we can have a fuller picture of what is happening. So that's why I suggested that everybody go ahead and take a look at the show where I have you just click a button, and what will come up is the seven deadly sins, the seven virtues, and the seven graces. And I think you're familiar with Christianity, right, Dave, in a way that you might know those?
Well, that's testing my catechism from a very long time.
but you did learn those things younger. You don't have to remember them at this very second. That's why we have the chart. but you thought about those things early in life, right? I am just putting you on the spot, aren't I? Dave? Okay, I can't hear you, Dave, right now. But let me go ahead and, Dave, when you can hear us, just talk in.
Okay, I'm here.
Okay.
You good?
Could you hear me that time? I couldn't hear you.
Yeah, I could. Yeah.
Oh, I couldn't hear anything you said.
I don't know what was the problem. But okay, let me go to...
No worries. So here's my simplest explanation of what happens when you want more of something in your life, when you want prosperity in any area, you know, I think that when you say prosperity, you're saying more. And so it could be more health. It could be more resources, more money. It could be more free time. It can be anything that you want more of. And here's why I think that people sometimes get a negative instead of the positive that they were asking for. We have the seven deadly sins, which are sloth, envy, gluttony, wrath, lust, greed, and pride. And they actually line up with the seven chakras that the East calls chakras. And those centers are connected to our body in the crown chakra, the third eye, the throat, the heart, the solar plexus, the abdomen, and the root chakra. And these seven sins actually connect to them. So when we want to and we go about asking for more of something, what happens is whatever we already have there comes up to the surface. So if we say wrath as an example, if we want to have more peace in our life, if we want to be more patient, then what happens is anything that makes us lose our patience will come up to the surface. It'll happen in our lives. If people cutting you off in traffic upset you, if that gets you going, then that's going to happen the day that you ask for patience, most likely. And the reason it does is because it's, I think in Christianity, you hear a lot of times they call it, we're being tested. Have you ever heard that, Dave?
Yeah, I have. I can't remember from my earlier days, but yeah, I've heard that concept before.
Sure. A lot of churches talk about we're being tested. God is testing us. You know, even if you've never gone into a church, but you just watch television, you'll hear it there too, where you'll have Christians saying, you know, our patience is being tested or God is testing us right now. And I think that happens every time you move to a new level. There is a test. The stuff that you have done in the past, your patterns and your habits and your ways of interacting with the world, are yours. They're unique to you, even though other people have them too, and they come up to be released, to be let go of.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
So
I think you're right on the you hit the nail on the head right there, Penny. It's worth just repeating about the letting go part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you think about it, the prayer that is said is one of change. You know, I want something different in my life. I would like more prosperity, or you use patience. So what happens then is that we then become aware of all the things that, all the places that I'm not patient in.
Right.
And that's why it becomes like it's more prevalent, because I'm aware of it. It's like I was just in an auto accident. My car was totaled. I needed to get a new car. Didn't know what to do. I couldn't drive because my shoulder was dislocated, so I had to find a car. So a friend had a Ford Fusion, and it was a he called it a Merlot color, and I don't know what it was. But we decided we liked that color, and we heard good things about a Ford Fusion. I can't really drive. He took us for a spin in his car. We said, we like it. Let's go find a Ford Fusion. All of a sudden, I never noticed the Ford Fusion before on the road in this color, and I thought it was a very unique color and rather rare color. But then all of a sudden, it's like every car around is a Ford Fusion with this Merlot color. Why is this possible? You know, I thought it was unique and special, and I mean, it still is, but the lesson here and how it shows up is that we have now tuned our awareness into something different than what we were normally. We were going on autopilot, but now we've focused our attention. So automatically we begin to see things differently. The information's always been there. Why am I not patient? Why am I not bringing abundance into my life or prosperity? It's always been there in front of us. We just never tuned into it. So now we're dialing into the radio station, and all of a sudden, all these Ford Fusions with this Merlot color that I thought was so special and different and unique, and there weren't any around, are
right, everywhere.
Yeah. So then all the reasons I'm not patient is everywhere. All the reasons as to why I don't have abundance is everywhere, and I begin to see it.
Yeah, and that's the power of our mind. You know,
absolutely.
It's like our mind, if you thought about our mind like a supercomputer, if you type in, you know, Ford Fusion in Merlot color, it's going to come up. You know, go to Google. There's thousands of them. And that's what our mind does every day, is that we drive down the road and we see 1,000 cars on a trip. And maybe we only noticed the green bus because that was a little different. All the other ones we didn't notice. But as soon as we have something in the conscious forefront, consciousness of our mind, we focus on it. And when we focus on it, then our radar is open and we see it everywhere out in the world. That's true for money, too. When you want money and opportunities and you focus on that, then that'll be out there as well. But there's already something there. That's the problem. When you say, I want more money, there's already something in the way. And that's what comes up first. That's the thoughts that you have already implanted in your mind, that money's hard to get. I have to work really hard for money. I rarely get it when I need it. You know your self-talk. Every listener knows their own personal self-talk. And that self-talk will come up first. And it's coming up for a reason, so that you can let it go. You can say, oh, yeah, that's what I used to use. That's what I used to say. That's what I've said in the past. But now money comes easily to me. Yet now, and you replace that with what you're now currently creating.
Yeah, absolutely, Penny. And we see this so often in a lot of the workshops that we do. And this fall, we're going to repeat with an update of new material, the presence process. It's a 10-week breathing process where you breathe every day, and we meet once a week, and we go over it, and we do a deeper dive into it. And invariably, what it does is it brings up into people's awareness these things that are keeping them from what it is they want. So a lot of people, it can go and say, oh my gosh, you know, this is not what I was looking for. I wanted more peace in my life, but I have more chaos, or I wanted more patience, and I have less patience because all of a sudden, you know, I'm stuck in a traffic jam, or there's a huge line at the grocery store, or the kids aren't listening to me. But what it is a gift. It is a gift from your soul communicating to you, saying, hey, look here. These are all the places that you're blocking patience or prosperity or whatever it is from your life. So
absolutely.
It is bringing your awareness.
Pocket.
Yeah. So it is a natural progression. But we see a lot of people we work with that turn away and run away from this and say, oh, I don't want to see that. I want to bury that stuff that back down there. You will never is a strong word. It is unlikely that you will move forward and transform your life if you don't come to this point and move beyond it. You know, it's like, okay, I want to drive to California. And there's road, or let's make it easier. I want to go downtown Detroit, and I live in Plymouth, Canton. Well, I can't take 96 anymore. There's a roadblock, a really big roadblock. There's no freeway.
Right?
So that's what's showing up in your life, is here's your roadblock to the goal you want. Now you've got to find a way around it.
Traffic is a perfect way to explain this. Thank you, in your male mind that came up with that, because we really do have so many roadblocks in the way of what we're asking for. And I'll stick with patience for a minute, but we can move on to others if you like. Sticking with patience, when that car cuts you off, then there is your opportunity to say, in the past, this has excited me, upset me, I have ran rapid with thoughts of how inconsiderate that person is, and yet now I choose to be patient. I just choose that. Because, like you said, Dave, it comes, you're asking for your life to be changed, and the truth is life does not change. You change.
Oh, I like
that's
that, Penny.
That's
quotable. That's
the only way to have change in your life.
That's
there will always
nice.
Be people that cut you off. Now, you'll attract less of them as soon as that's not a roadblock in your consciousness and in your mind and, you know, the drama that you create and bring to the incident, you know?
Yes, that's beautiful. You're so right about that. It is our view toward life and how we choose to experience the same thing. And you know, take the rain, for example. You know, Penny and I can be sitting out on the porch, and Penny can say, oh, I hate the rain. You know, it's all wet, and it's dreary, and there's no sunshine. And Dave can be saying, I love the rain. It just smells so clean and fresh.
Yeah.
It's the same exact moment in time and space, and yet Penny has one view. Sorry for making yours negative, Penny.
Oh, no, it's good. Okay.
And then Dave has a different view. We all choose to experience what it is that's happening in our own unique way based on the filters of our life experiences. It's just that plain and simple.
Stop the rain.
Exactly.
Neither one of us stop the rain. And that's what I mean by life doesn't change. We have to change. We have to decide
right.
that rain serves a purpose, that it's beautiful, and when it's coming, we have to have faith that that's the time that it needs to come. All of those things are changes that we make within us. So to become prosperous in your life, the world is not going to change. The tax structure is likely not going to change. You're likely going to be paying taxes till the day you die. So getting upset about that or even thinking that that is causing you to not be prosperous, all of those are just roadblocks in your way. You know, that's just a part of it. You know? So I'd like to go through these seven. What do you think, Dave?
Can I just say something else first?
Yeah.
Right.
Take the show. Go.
Well, one of the things I think, you know, and I just found your statement to be so profound, Penny, that life does not change, but you change. And what that means, and I think one of the greatest things you could do for yourself to bring peace and happiness is allowing. In other words, you know, with the example of the rain, it's like it needed to rain. It was time to rain. The rain just came because of the balance of the atmosphere and the moisture in the air and the clouds. It just came. So then we allow it to be. Or, you know what, this individual cut me off. I allow that to be because that individual needed to do that for whatever reason. Allowance is acceptance that the universe is flowing as it should. And with that comes tremendous peace. And when you come to a point of tremendous peace, there's a lot less resistance. Resistance to what? Well, resistance to allowing, since we're working the word patience, in my life. Or since this is a show of prosperity, it's resistance to prosperity. When you allow in, you allow everything in. And the prosperity begins to flow because the resistance goes away. There aren't as many roadblocks anymore. It just naturally comes because that's who we naturally are. We just kind of forgot about it. So I really love the word allowance, allow. Be in alignment with the flow of the universe. And I think we talked about that last show or the show before is, you know, that means you're in the flow. You're in the flow of the universe. And when you're in the flow, you can begin to not only have less resistance, like you're in the river, but you can actually change the flow of the river because
right.
you have the force of the universe behind you.
Absolutely. And you did. You discussed that just the last show. So if anybody wants to listen to the archive shows, they can go to Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, click on our show, which is Truth and Prosperity, and you'll be able to hear last month's show and the ones prior to that as well. There's a lot of great information there. But and at that time, I was like, yeah, we can change the flow. I think that, you know, you have, if you're going to change the flow, you have to be going along with it first.
Yes. Yes.
You know? It's like if you're in a fight with somebody and that argument ensues, you're not helping. You're not changing them, their heart, their mind, their opinion. It isn't until you can get on the same side of the table with them and see where they're sitting at and how they're seeing it that you can then begin to flow them over to some other ideals and thoughts that can expand their mind or open their heart. So you have to get in the flow of things, go with the flow before you can change the flow. I hope that makes sense.
That makes perfect sense to me. You're exactly right on the money, I believe. Absolutely.
Cool.
Absolutely.
So I love that, you know, the information we need is always there, and it's actually been there, I think, forever. You know, sometimes I wonder just why it's taken us so long to come to a peaceful state of mind, a charitable state of mind, a happy, joyful state of mind, when we've known for so long that that is all within us. You know, we already have that ability. You know, some of the things that I read have all been written 100 or 200 years ago. I love reading things that have been written 100 years ago. They're based on truth. They're absolutely as true today as they were back then. And that's where some of the religious texts, I think, can help, you know, because these things have stood the test of time. You know, that there are really seven, you know, deadly sins. There are actually seven virtues. There are seven graces. And when we ask for something to increase prosperity, it's going to be increased in one of these seven areas. That's what will be increasing in one of these seven areas.
So what are those,
Penny? Let's do greed. Or pride. Envy. Let's do envy. So if we take a look at envy and the virtue of that is kindness, if we are wanting to have a kinder world and wanting to be more kind, then we will, the things that we envy or have envied in the past are going to come into our conscious mind. And that envy may be people that have more money or have more freedom, who seem to have more intelligence, whatever it may be, because envy can be about anything. So when looking at these together, we can kind of track and see, you know, what we need to do to kind of get back in the flow in each of these areas. So I do absolutely love connecting the things that we're learning to, you know, religious and spiritual concepts because they're so clearly laid out.
And what I really like about the model that you just laid out, Penny, is what we talked about before. I alluded to the triangle breath of creation and how creation works, and that we're constantly breathing life into something, but we're not choosing to necessarily detach from it same moment because we want to hold on to that which we find to be very dear to us. And in some cases, envy can be something that we hold on to because it's all we've known. And it's the story we tell ourselves, it's the story we tell others, and therefore we've defined ourselves by that. So even though we've gotten tired of it, we say we want kindness in our lives, it's really hard unless we let go of the envy. So if someone were doing personal work and wanting to do a process, you know, one of the things that we would work with them would be to, okay, let's let go of envy first. And we would do whatever, some breathing processes and, you know, some enlightened coaching on that process. As I let go of that energy, I create a void. And then what do I fill it with? Well, the natural thing to fill it with is the exact opposite of envy.
Right.
Now I fill it with kindness. So now you begin to affirm kindness and invite kindness in, because there's now a space for kindness. In fact, it's the exact space that's needed, because you've let go of the exact opposite of envy.
Absolutely.
So it's a really powerful, powerful way of playing with the energy. You can't stuff kindness into a body that has a lot of envy. It doesn't work. You
right,
gotta let
right.
go of envy first. And that's why I like what you've laid out with the virtues like that, is that the listeners now have a tool to work with each of those to bring a richness, you know, true prosperity into their lives in whatever focus they're looking at, you know. Okay, I've recognized I'm envious. Good for you. You know, bless you for first taking the step to acknowledge and own that you have created that in your life.
Absolutely.
I commend you. 99% of humanity, I don't know what the number is, but it's probably 99%, won't even take that step.
Yeah.
So commend yourself for taking that step. Don't beat yourself up. Acknowledge how wonderful you are for recognizing that's part of you. And now that you created that, pat yourself in the back for being a powerful creator, and now choose to
create
it.
And create something better.
Create something different. I choose to, and I love the word uncreate, because it just claims that power. I created it, I uncreate it.
Okay,
and
I've never used that word.
Don't you like it, though?
I like it, though, yeah.
Uncreate.
Nice.
I uncreate it, and now I create something different. And you got to remember that the human body, I don't know what the number is, but within, I think it's like 3 years, is totally different.
In
every
7 years,
regenerates
every single cell in the entire body has been replaced.
Right.
Rejuvenated,
so
and renewed.
The choice we have is, what do you want to replace it with? The same old stuff, which is what most people do, or do you want to replace it with something different? Because the cell is the lowest level of consciousness. So I'm going to take the consciousness of envy, and I'm going to replace it with the consciousness of kindness.
Wow,
that
and I don't
happen.
Know how deep we want to go, but you're so right. I mean, because our cells have memory, and they also become addicted to their environment. They can become accustomed to. And so every cell in our body, if we have been envious in the past, has tasted that fruit and wants it again.
Mm-hmm.
And in some ways, we become addicted to our emotions, and we create them, and we generate them, and we continue them. And we even create them when they don't exist. Like, we can be envious of somebody who's in a worse situation than we are, but we are literally addicted to that emotion, and so we create some story that allows us to feel envious. So it's an amazing process, but as those cells are replaced and you are in the state of kindness, the new cells that are being formed at the moment of kindness are kind cells.
Absolutely.
They truly are. And those kind cells are not looking to be fed with envy. And so the more you practice, the stronger you become.
Very, very
well.
Pretty
cool.
And yeah, which means that, you know what, I'm sorry to say, it doesn't happen instantaneously overnight in one moment. It is, and Penny said the word, practice. And the more you practice, the more reinforcement, in other words, the more cells you have that are voting for kindness. And the next thing you know, kindness appears in your life. You just wake up one day and you notice everything's different.
Yeah.
I've had this happen so many times. It's like one morning I was going in the closet getting dressed, and I said, I forget what the issue was, and it might have even been patience. Oh, my gosh, I realize now that I really am more patient. These things that seem to bother me don't bother me anymore. But
yeah.
It happened sometime days or weeks ago, and I wasn't even aware of it. In other
right.
words,
it just became a part of who you are.
Right.
Yeah.
I chose to be something different, and it just became a part of me.
Yeah.
And I wasn't even aware of it until one day the light, there was enough of it that I saw it and said, oh my gosh,
there
this
it
is so, so cool.
Absolutely. And it's beautiful. It's a wonderful feeling. And that's when we know that we really do have the power to change our lives and to be prosperous and to be healthy and strong and, you know, to be, my goodness, a light to all of the people around us. So I would like to go through envy. Can we do that? I want to go through the envy. Are you ready, or do you have more you want to say right now?
No, I'm ready.
Okay.
You want to invite anyone to call in if they have any questions?
Yeah, that's a great idea. Okay, our guest call-in number is 646-378-0378. We're on till the end of the hour, so you've got another 30 minutes if you would like to call in. We'd love to hear from you. And for the envy, the sin is envy, the virtue is kindness, the grace is knowledge, and the shamanic practice for this is called mindfulness or presence. And this is connected to the third eye, the center of awareness, insight, vision, intuition, and focus. When it's clogged, we become spiritually arrogant. We know facts about the sacred things but don't practice them. And that clouds our awareness and focus. So, to be able to connect everything together gives you an opportunity to connect your emotions that you're having when you ask for something in your life, whatever that might be, and see what the virtue is, what the grace to that is, what the practice of openness, shamanic practices. You know all the shamanic practices, but a lot of people don't. But just knowing that allows you to step out of, you know, get back in flow with life, step out of envy, step out of wrath, anger, lust, greed, and come more into alignment with the virtues and the graces. So I hope everybody downloads this chart. I would like to thank peacefullydying.com for creating this. They've done it in such a beautiful way.
Where is this, Penny? Is it on the Body, Mind, Spirit Radio site?
Yes, it's on there. You can go to our show. So you go to Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. I emailed it to you if you want to see it quickly. But you go to BodyMindSpiritRadio.com, and then you go to our show, Truth in Prosperity.
Oh, I might be on the Listen Live versus the show itself.
Okay.
Okay.
So, so the chart is there for anybody who wants to take a look at it. But all of our emotions fall into these seven categories. And that's what happens when we want more of something in our life, is that we put our focus in one of these seven areas. And when you focus on something, it increases. And what it's increasing is, firstly, what you already have there. So just like roadblocks, if Dave was going from Plymouth to Detroit, if he had a bunch of roadblocks, he's going to have to find a clever way to get there. He might even give up if he's got too many roadblocks in the way. So that's why things pop up that are opposite of it, that, you know, appear to be opposite of what you're asking for. They pop up so that you have the great opportunity to say, I don't choose that anymore. That's not a blockage for me. I don't feel envious of that person. I choose not to, you know, be lustful or angry. It's my choice, and I choose different now. And you remove that roadblock, and then you quickly receive the abundance of whatever it was that you asked for. And that's prosperity.
Right on. Penny, I went to the Truth About Prosperity show, and there is no link that I'm seeing there.
Okay.
There is a link that says all episodes, but that's not, that's just going to give me the episodes, right?
All right. So, yeah. All
oh, there it is. I have to click there. I got it now. Click here to get it, go to the chart.
Yeah.
Got it.
And that pulls up the chart. So, and that's there for everyone, and that link will remain there. So if anybody listens in archive, and a lot of our listeners do, you know, they can go right there and click on it. And if anybody wants to talk about this again, feel free to email us. You can contact me at pennygolden@comcast.net. And Dave, if you'll give out your email.
Yeah, dave@bodyworkshealingcenter.com. dave@bodyworkshealingcenter.com. That's our healing center in Plymouth.
Which is an incredible healing center. I love it there.
Which is where my wife is, too.
I know.
Yeah, she had someone
who was... How did you get so lucky?
I don't know. It's amazing. Yeah, you know, when you... I'm not going to go there. She had someone she had someone that called at the last minute who injured herself and needed some relief. So Pat was not planning to stay, but, you know, just trying to be of service. She chose that, and they just finished up. I just got a text from her, so I don't know if she'll be joining us or not, but
well,
in any case,
Pat
that's
is
that.
A healer, and that's what I love about Body Works is that, you know, it's not just a massage place, you know. There are healers there, and, you know, that's what she's dedicated to. So I'm glad she's there helping the person who needed help tonight. It's nice to not have to go through, you know, trials, tribulations, pains, you know, illnesses alone, and to have somebody who is not just giving you a pill that is masking something, but is, you know, moving energy and helping you, you know, get back into the flow. It's fantastic. I'm excited that, at least here in Michigan, you know, we have so many resources for that. So, yeah, I'm glad she's taking care of that. We'll let her off for the night.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so how brave are you, Dave? Are you deficient in any of these areas that you would like to share with your listening audience?
No, I'm not deficient in any, so we'll have to turn to you, Penny.
Oh, goodness. I was going to say humility. You know, I'm scared. I think it might be sloth. You know, I mean, I do a lot. I get a lot done. It's amazing. I'm amazed at what I get done, and I think, oh, I get done more than five people get done sometimes, most times, but I still have points and times. So let me go through sloth. Sloth and then diligence, wisdom, oneness. I mean, I'm always feeling one. So I'm going to see how this connects to the cosmos and our divine purpose. When clogged, we believe that we are enlightened, not realizing that we have further to evolve. Clearing this chakra allows us to experience oneness and time as non-linear. And I do have some difficulties with time sometimes, you know, like where I'm thinking I don't have enough time or I spent too much time. And, you know, that's over the last couple of years, that's come to my awareness.
Right.
So I think I'm going to play
that's
with
that's very true for me, too. I can very much relate to that. And I think a lot of the listeners can relate to a lot of these. You know, one of the things, especially earlier in my life, I was very, well, angry. But, you know, you go and you meet me. I wore a really nice mask of Happy Dave. But underneath was a wrath, if you look at the chart, that was, you know, there was no patience for someone else to be themselves or make a mistake or... And for me, what it was is really a definition of love, a conditional definition of love. In other words, love was conditional. If you did this, then I know you love me and you were aligned with me. But if you didn't, then you weren't, and therefore I was angry. And, you know, that was a lot of work for me and one of the earliest things that I worked with. So wrath, and we talked a lot about patience today. Patience is the virtue of wrath.
Yeah, because what you're saying just fits in. Like you were saying, you know, basically what I heard you say is like if me and you are together on something, then you're at one with me. That oneness, and it has openness on here. It has courage. By the way, congratulations, because you're well over that, because you have the courage right now to share something that personal that you know, had that inner anger at times. And you're clearly past it, because here you are confessing it to the world.
Yes, and it's on tape, too. It's never going away. Oh, my gosh.
So,
you know, and
so
if Pat were
openness.
On the phone, you know, if anyone has ever done any workshops with Pat and I mean, this comes out because it's just so real in how we have danced our life with these energies. And she was on the other end of a lot of that. And, you know, how did that work for us? And what did it mean in our relationship? And why she, talk about courage, she had the courage to say enough. And it's a whole other story. We could do a whole show on just the story itself. But she had the courage to draw the line. No matter what would happen to us, she said, enough is enough. I need to do this, do something for me. And she went on her path that created fear in me, and it broke the pattern, basically. But, you know, what I see when you look over into the chakras, you know, and it talks about compassion and non-judgment for all.
You want to read the whole thing under the chakras for those that don't have the chart?
Yeah.
So we're on wrath, which is the sin. The virtue is patience. The
grace,
which would be Pat Kuchovic in this story, is courage. And the shamanic practice is openness.
Just to clarify that and give her credit, is she had the courage to draw the line and say, enough is enough. I am not living like this, and I'll be very quick about it. But
listen,
she wanted to go away on a weekend.
I am grateful that a man is on the air saying that about his wife, and there are so many men who wouldn't admit it. And then also, it gives hope to women that they can talk to their husbands and say, you know, have courage. So what you're sharing is extremely valuable.
Women of the world need to, you know, stand up. What can I mean, I just so much admire the courage it takes to say enough is enough.
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
Because if you look at the chakras, and let me read this.
Okay, so read that one.
Back.
I didn't read that one.
It's the heart chakra.
Okay.
Our earthly and cosmic energies meet and are centered here. So if you think of seven chakras, there's three above the heart, there's three below the heart. Below the heart are the earthly energies, above the heart are the cosmic energies. So all energies meet and are centered here in the heart. The heart chakra connects to compassion and non-judgment for all. When you're angry, there is no compassion for anyone, and you're judging everything. So when, you know, Penny said the show is going to be about opposites, this is the opposite. There is no compassion, and there's total judgment. That's why you're angry, because you're angry because whatever they did wasn't the way you thought it should be, and you're judging it as wrong.
Right.
Egotism clogs the heart chakra. I need to be right. My ego is right. And it just clogs the chakra. But I just envision my heart having this dark black crust shell on it that it couldn't open. And eventually, you know, it's come open and it's now a beautiful pink, loving energy. But it was like this, you know, you ever go out and you, you know, it's summertime, or summertime's almost over, unfortunately, but you barbecue chicken. And you got the chicken on the grill, and you put the barbecue sauce on right away, you know, and you turn the flame up because you want the outside to be crisp. Next thing you know, the chicken's totally black on the outside because you put the sauce on too soon, or you turn the heat up too high. Whatever it is, the chicken's black, and any hope of tasting the barbecue sauce is long gone. because the chicken is crispy black. That's what I'm talking about. That's how my heart was. How
wow,
my wife
you know,
put
I
up
love,
with me.
Here's what I love. I love that you're bringing all these male analogies to these things that I thought of for years in a female sense. How fantastic. Great. Let me talk about the color green over here in case any of our listeners are wondering why Dave said it's pink and it's green here. The heart, which is so fantastic, is it's green. But what happens is it's literally like the rose. If you've ever seen Jesus and you've seen the rose right there at his chest, the green is that foliage. But what happens is that when the heart fully opens, you see a pink. You see the bud of the rose. It is a blossoming. So it begins there as pink. I mean, as green. But as we allow love in our life and give love out to others, we experience that greatest intimacy and love. That's when the rose blossoms in our heart. And so that says where you're at now, Dave. You're past the green of it, which is where you just begin. You start there. And you plant the seeds, you know, and let the vines grow and let them flower. And you go through a lot of thorns along the way before you get that beautiful bloom.
It's a great analogy. You're exactly right. You go through a lot of thorns. But it doesn't have to be that way, because the reason we go through thorns is because we don't want to let go. All you got to do is let go, folks. It's just that simple. And I'm here to tell you, I got scraped with a lot of thorns, and if I just let go of my ego, my need to be right, it would have transitioned. I would have transcended that energy much sooner, much less pain, much less suffering, much sooner, to the point of intimacy. And it says here on the chart, when clear, when the heart chakra is clear, we experience the greatest intimacy and love.
Absolutely.
And that intimacy and love, most people recognize love as romantic love, and that's not the heart chakra. That's the sex chakra.
Right.
There's a difference.
Absolutely.
There's a difference as to who's running the show.
I agree.
Good. Penny agrees, and I know Valerie, she'd agree too. So we have a consensus, and let me tell you, the richness of the love that comes from the heart chakra, the word intimacy takes on a whole new meaning. It is a richness. It's a love unlike anything experienced at any other time.
Absolutely.
It's a love that expands beyond the body. The sex chakra is about the body. This love moves beyond the body. And it, you know, and the first time I really got it was in a program, a week-long breathing program we did, and we just went so deep, but you cleared so much that there was nothing left but for the heart to be open and joyful and intimate with everything, all of life. Beautiful.
I'm glad you covered it, because most people will associate intimacy with sex. However, we can be intimately in love with life and everyone around us, all living beings, and that is in the heart. That is definitely in the heart. What I love about this chart, too, is it just becomes so obvious that we are on a path, and the path begins at the root chakra. So if you've made it to the heart, you literally have transcended. For the most part, you're transcending all of the lower sins. So under wrath is lust and greed and pride. And if you can get your ego out of the way, you're not going to be lustful and greedy and prideful. And, the chart doesn't say that, but it actually works that way, which is fantastic. Because those higher chakras are when we are connecting to God, we are connecting to others in a spiritual way. So getting past that fourth one is everything. You know, everything is better than, you know. So it's worth the work to get past those so that you can move into the heart chakra. And I think everything else gets better from that point. So if anybody's stuck in the lower ones, you've got good stuff coming. You just got to, you know, get some stuff out of the way.
Mm-hmm. You're exactly right. And clearing one helps to clear the others. Because let's say like take anything on this, the greed.
Yeah.
Which is the abdomen, which is going to be the, in this case, the sex chakra.
Okay, for those who don't have the chart, greed is the sin, virtue is charity, and the grace is piety, and the shamanic practice is non-suffering or joy, non-judgment, clear mind. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, what I was saying is... when you clear, so if you think of the chakras as being aligned one above the other, which they in essence are, with the basic being at the perineal area of the body and the crown being at the top of the head, what happens is there's a flow of energy within the body, and that there's a flow of energy, a channel that goes up the body and a channel that goes down the body. So if you have a blockage in the sex chakra, well, the energy can't flow very well up, can it? It's blocked.
No.
So
right.
That means that the heart chakra is affected. The solar plexus chakra is affected. Everything is interrelated to everything else. So the point is, it's like, oh, my gosh, you know, I see sloth and envy and gluttony all. What do I do? What do I do? Whatever you feel like is the thing that you most want to rise above or transcend in your life, pick that one. And when you do that, you're going to get movement in the other areas too. Don't be surprised at all if you see movement in the other areas.
I agree. I think that it can happen right away, you know. If you improve any one of these at any measure, that same measure is improved in all of the others. That's absolutely true because, you know, it's like water flowing. It's a flow of energy, of movement. And when you allow that to flow, when you're not blocking it, like the traffic, when you don't have that, you know, those blockages, that flows. And I think we can connect too, Dave. I think having the chart is fantastic because sometimes we just don't know. We don't, you know, emotions are just like water. They follow all of the same laws as water. So when we get deep into our emotions and we start having activity moving around, we start kicking up the mud, and all of a sudden we can't see clear anymore. And we really don't even, sometimes we don't know why we're mad. We don't know why we took more than we should have and we're greedy. We don't know why we got all puffed up with pride. So looking at the chart and having it, we can just take whatever the problem that you had last, anytime your emotions were not anything less than loving and joyful, and then you can connect with, you know, what's in the way of that. So anytime you were less than patient, then it's wrath, and it's in the heart. Anytime that you were greedy, then you have to look at charity and bring that into your life. So I love that they're lined up this way. I'm just grateful that, like I said, Peaceful Dying had this easy-to-read chart. I have many charts like this that I've created, but they're elaborate. You know, but this one is nice and clean, so I'm just grateful we have it to work with.
And you know what, Penny? I notice we're running, the time is passing by quickly when you're having fun.
Hey.
What I think we should do are a couple things. I think we should pick up where we leave off right now next week, next month,
okay,
so that Pat, we can put Pat on the spot here. That'll be fun.
Yeah, let's do that.
But beyond that, though, we started the show with, you know, what is it when you're looking to change that all of a sudden you see the opposite? And you called it in a way like this is the show of opposites. So if we're looking for patience, all of a sudden we're finding all these places we're not patience. And what we said is we had the awareness, because our awareness increases, like with the Ford Fusion, all of a sudden I'm seeing Ford Fusions of a Merlot color that I never noticed before. simply because I chose to put my awareness on something else. That's one reason opposites come. The second thing is the roadblocks show up because our soul is working at a deeper level to show us where we are obstructing the energy we wish to bring into our life. If I'm looking for patience, it's going to show me where I'm not patient.
Not patient.
If I'm looking for money, it's going to show me where I have beliefs that are not money oriented.
Right.
It's just the way it works. Your prayer is you want this, then I'm going to show you where you're resisting that.
Mm-hmm.
So those are two things that we've identified in this show. And then we've been a little bit more specific with the chart of the seven graces. But there's two other aspects that I'm going to say are roadblocks that I'd like to cover next show and why this happens and other things that are going on underneath that saying, okay, why is it that when, I'm looking for patience, wrath is there? What is the force? What is the energy that's keeping me stuck? And why can I not rise above wrath to come into the place of patience? What is the energy that's keeping that from me? There's two other forces at work, and I think that would be a perfect place
to pick
up
next time.
Okay,
so that's like a cliffhanger. You're not going to tell us what those are until next time?
I don't know. I like the cliffhanger. What do you think? They do it on TV all the time.
You've got 5 minutes, so it's up to you. Are you telling us what those two forces are, or are you making us wait till next time?
Well, one, I think, is the force of the ego. And what is it about the ego mind? And the second is it has to do with the energy system, which we've already danced around. But there's certain things that are happening energetically that you really can't control. But there's ways of dealing with it, nevertheless.
So okay,
if you don't deal with them, you're going to get the effect we've been talking about. But there's a ways that you can energetically soften the impact of this to make it easier to transition or transform your life.
Awesome. I'm going to be excited to hear those as well. I'm sure the readers will also. I mean, the listeners, sorry, we have a magazine, BodyMindSpiritGuide.com, and I am used to saying readers because we've been doing that for 9 years now, and it's a lot of fun. So if you want to read some great articles, head on over to BodyMindSpiritGuide.com. To listen to this show and lots of other really great shows, go to BodyMindSpiritRadio.com. And to contact me, you can contact me at PennyGolden@Comcast.net. And Dave, if you'll give your contact information again.
Dave@BodyWorksHealingCenter.com. And the phone number there is 734-416-5200. And on September 8th.
What's happening at Body Works? Anything fun happening right now this month? Any special deals or... Are you having any great events or anything?
We have a
back-to-school
special.
I mean, you guys do so much, but what's the big thing?
There's a back-to-school special for massage, but September and October, we really pick up on a lot of our events and workshops and classes. The presence process I talked to you about, we're doing that again this fall. Pat and I are doing an 8-week, that's a 10-week program with breathing, and you don't even have to be there. If you're in California, you can join us online. Everything is via conference call. Everything is recorded. We breathe live with you on the phone, so you can still join us there. Pat and I are doing a program on Journey of the Chakras. That's an 8-week program doing. We're rolling out our Ascension breathing process that we've been working on for the last, actually probably our lifetime, but and it is a culmination of a lifetime of work. But most recently, in the last year where we've put focus on this,
anybody who's had fun with this show should definitely go to BodyWorksHealingCenter.com and find out more about the workshop that you guys are doing on the chakras. Because, in truth, if you want to transform, that's where it's at. You can see it right on the chart. So that will be a great follow-up if you have great interest in this area.
Yep.
We want to thank everybody who's listening now and everybody who listens in archives. You're listening to Truth and Prosperity with Dave Krichovic and Penny Golden. Thank you for your presence here. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Goodbye, everyone. Listen next month. We'll be back and more on the same subject.